Well, dear brothers and sisters, after we sing this song, we have to praise the Lord.
我们弟兄姐妹们，我们唱完这首诗歌，我们真是要赞美我们的主。
It is He who brought us in.
他是他把我们带进来。
And it is He who makes us overcomers.
他使我们成为一个得胜者。
And it is He who will bring us to the very end.
他要把我们带到路中。
So,this evening, I would just want to share one subject.
那今天下午我们就分享一个题目。
It is yesterday we share about this matter of living stones and the spiritual house.
昨天我们讲到活石还有灵宫。
And this is Apostle Peter's letter, 1 Peter.Chapter 2.
这边是彼得前书第二章那边所提到的。
Now he had all these, you know, the all these discussions together.
他讲到的那一些的东西。
So after he talked about the living stones and the spiritual house.
他讲到活石还有灵宫。
Now he immediately brought us to a praise.
那他马上就带进入一个赞美。
And that because now we have gone through the living stones and the spiritual house.
那因为我们经过了活石还有灵宫。
And then there is something in us that we want to praise the Lord.
那在我们里边就有一个东西出来要赞美我们的。
So let's read that part.
我们就读那一部分。
This is 1 Peter chapter 2.Verse 9.
就是彼得前书第二章第九节。
Okay, First Peter. Chapter 2, verse 9.
彼得前书第二章第九节。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation,His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
这边说，你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Yeah, and let's read just a few other places that having to do with the Hebrews that.That this conference, Hebrews chapter 11 and 12, and even 10, that the brothers cover in this time.
那我们再读几处从希伯来书的。那这次特会我们从希伯来书十一、十二还有十章，我们都读到很多的经文。
And okay, chapter 10, the last, the verse 37.
第十章第三十七节。
For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and will not tarry. Now, my just one shall live by faith.
因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延，只是一人必因信得生。
So here, the author of the Hebrews talk about a condition.
希伯来书作者这边提到了一个条件。
The situation.
这个环境。
The situation is the Lord is coming.
这个环境就是主要来了。
And、he will not delay.
他不会迟延。
But then he opened up a way for us to move forward.
但是他给我们一条路，让我们可以。
And this way is my just one shall live.By faith.
这条路就是我的义人必因信得生。
So, okay, the other place we want to read is chapter 12.
第二处是在第十二章。
Yeah, that's where the theme of this conference comes from.
这个就是我们主题的来源。
And chapter 12, verse 1.
第十二章第一节。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin.Which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
希伯来书第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担， 脱去荣誉常累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们面前前头的路程。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，因他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神的宝座的右边。
Bow our head, have a word of prayer.
我们低头有点祷告。
Lord, we come to you together this afternoon.
主啊，我们今天下午一起来到你的面前。
Lord, we pray that you set our spirit free.
主啊，求你释放我们的灵。
And your own Holy Spirit to fill us.
你的圣灵来充满我们。
That Lord, that we can really get very near to you.
让我们可以来亲近你。
And that's our desire.
这是我们心的渴慕。
So Lord, be with us, with all of us.This afternoon.
今天下午求你与我们众人同在。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. So, dear brothers and sisters, this theme verse in chapter 12, verse 1, it talks about running the race.
这个主题的经文十二章第一节那边讲到要奔跑前面的路程。
I think we may wonder.That where is that way? Where is the race that we are running?
这个路程也就是这个奔跑这个竞赛，这个竞赛是在哪里呢？
And also, do we actually have some experience ourselves?
或者说我们自己有没有这样的经历？
Now, I don't know about our own experience.
我不知道我们的经历怎么
样。I think every one of us has some.
我们每个人都应该有一些。
But when I think about the story that I was sharing with brothers and sisters about Abraham, about Isaac, about Jacob.
那我想到我和弟兄姐妹分享到的亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们的故事。
The running the race means immediate.
这个赛跑竞赛是一个马上的事情。
奔跑
是马上的事情。
Yeah, it's a race. I mean, there you gotta do it immediately.
就是这个奔跑你要马上来
And with a sense of urgency.
是有一个急迫迫切感。
So where are we running to?
那我们要奔到哪里去呢？
And chapter 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith.
第二节说仰望我们为信心创始成终的耶稣。
So where are we running to? The goal is set by our Lord Jesus, because he is the author.
我们要奔那个方向，目标是我们的主耶稣，因为他是那创始的那一位。
Yeah, he's the author. He tells us where to go.
他是创始的，他告诉我们要往哪里去。
And he also is the finisher.
而且他也是成终的那一位。
That means how are we going to run?
就是我们怎么来奔跑。
So that we can be there.
所以我们能够达到那个地方。
But the long and short is he himself is our goal.
就是简单的说，他就是我们的目标。
And he himself is our way.
也他自己也是我们的道路。
In the story of and then this urgency called race.
然后这个奔跑就有一个迫切感。
And I was thinking about story of Abraham.
我们就想到亚伯拉罕的故事。
Yet Abraham's story is very very long.
他的故事很长。
But there are so many things which is urgent.
但是有很多事情是迫切的。
The minute he knows God's will, God's order.
那一刻他知道神的旨意的命令的时候
He jumps on it immediately.
他马上就进入。
Remember he was in Egypt.
他在埃及的时候。
He did something really wrong.
他做错了一件做错。
And the Lord told this Pharaoh, you have to let them go.
主就告诉法老说你要让他走。
You know, his whole family went back to Canaan.
然后马上他们全带着全家就回到了迦南。
Immediate.
马上。
Now the other thing about him is, for example, after about 30 some years, after Isaac was born, after Isaac was as a teenager.
就是另外一件事情，三十多年以后，当以撒成为一个十几岁的孩子的时候。
And that day, the Lord told Abraham, "Bring your son to the mountain to offer him to me as a burnt offering."
神就对亚伯拉罕说：“你要带着你的孩子到那个山上，把他献给我，成为一个燔祭。”
It is all very hard.
非常的难。
He may not even understand what that means.
他甚至不知道这是什么意思。
But he immediately brought Isaac.
但他马上就带着以撒。
Go 3 days to the mountain.
三天去了那座山。
Immediate.
马上。
Urgent.
非常迫切。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
This Joshua.
约书亚。
You know, Joshua, in the book of Joshua, in the first chapter,
约书亚记第一章里边,
when Moses died,
摩西去世过世了,
the Lord spoke to Joshua,
主对约书亚说,
you have to bring my people across the river Jordan,
你要带领我的百姓过约旦河,
yeah, into Canaan,
进入迦南,
you know what Joshua did?
你知道约书亚他做了什么吗?
He went through his camp,
他整个营地。
He told everybody in 3 days we have to cross the river.
跟他们讲说三天之后我们要过河。
Brothers and sisters, if it's up to us,
如果是按照要我们自己来决定的
话 we probably take at least two months.
我们可能要花两个月的时间。
We have to discuss among ourselves.
我们就自己要讨论一下。
And consider this, consider that.
我们要去谈这个谈那个。
Joshua, 3 days.
约书亚三天时间。
So, dear brothers and sisters, it's just that these stories just tell us that when the Lord told us something, we got to immediately act.
就说，当主告诉我们是一些做什么事情，我们马上就要去行动。
Especially in chapter 12, verse 1, for example.
尤其是希伯来书第十二章第一节那边。
It says you have to lay aside every weight and sin.
里面说就当放下各样的重担和我们的罪。
So, brothers, sisters, in our daily life,
在我们每天日常生活当
中 you know, if the Lord told us, you know, put down the weight,
放下你的缠累
and put down your sin,
放下你的重担，放下你的罪。
Are we going to take more than 3 days to follow?
要不要我们花三天时间才能遵行呢
？Or we ought to do it immediately.
或者我们马上就执行呢
？Another thing, you know, chapter 12, when he talks about you know running the race, very interesting. The latter part of the chapter 12 talks about God's discipline, like father discipline a son.
第二十二章讲到要奔跑的前面的路程，很有意思。十二章剩下就讲到神的。管教就像父亲管教儿子一样。
So, dear brothers and sisters, to receive discipline and go along with it, it has to do with the race.
这个提到管教就和奔跑是有关系的。
If the Lord disciplined me today,
如果今天神管教我
am I going to respond to him immediately?
我要不要马上就回应他呢
or am I going to tell him, Lord, you know, I'm very busy. I have this thing that I have to invest. I have to do this. I have to do that.
或者说要或者跟谁说主啊，我今天很忙，我要投资，我要做那个做这个。
Then so there's so many examples here that tell us that we have to run the race.
所以这个奔跑就有关乎有很多的事情。
The Lord Jesus is what we ought to follow.
主耶稣是我们所要跟随的。
When He tells me something.
让他告诉我一些事情。
Am I going to catch on to that and go with him immediately?
我们就是放下，然后马上来跟随。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I believe this is something very practical about us running the race.
我想这个就是我们奔跑一个非常实际的一个题目。
Yeah. So I just leave that with you.
我就放在大。
Now, yesterday I was sharing with brothers and sisters this matter of living stones and a spiritual house.
那昨天我们分享到活石还有灵宫。
You know, we know that there are three things that Apostle Peter showed us.
昨天彼得他讲到三点。
Yeah, the first thing is the chief cornerstone that was rejected by the builders.
就是那房角的头块石头被匠人所弃的。
And the second thing is this stone is actually a living stone.
那这块石头其实是一个活石。
Is the living stone.
是那个活石。
Yeah, and that living stone is Christ Jesus.
那个活石就是基督耶稣。
Full of life.
满了生命。
And that stone is also rejected by man.
那块石头也是被人所弃。
Meaning, our Lord Jesus, I use my brother's word. He's saying it's the reproach of Christ.
用我们弟兄的话来说，他就是成为基督的领主。
So that So our Lord Jesus on his body, you can have the sign of the cross.
就是在我们主的身上有十字架的记号。
And then the third thing about us, the living stones.
那第三
many, many living stones.
第三点就是我们是很多的活石。
When we come near that living stone.
那当我们来到那个活石
面前 we are changed
我们被改变
into his image.
成为他的样式。
Yeah, it takes a long time.
要花很多时间。
But thank the Lord, this Hebrews 12 says we've got to run the race.
但是感谢主，我们这边说我们要奔那前头的路程。
So what we see when we know the Lord Jesus Christ more and more.
当我们越来越认识我们的主耶稣。
Now we have urgency in us that I want to be like my Lord.
我们就一个里边有个迫切感，我就是我要像我的主。
To be conformed to Him.
我要被磨成。
And that's the first priority.
这是我们头要的重点。
You know, whether I'm going to school,
不论我们去学校，
whether I'm working,
或者是工作，
whether I'm home as a housewife,
或者说在家家庭主妇，
as a mom,
当一个妈妈的，
and I want to be conformed to His image.
我想要被磨成他儿子的形象。
That's the wonder that Peter is telling us.
这个就是彼得所要告诉我们的。
We can be.Living stones.
我们可以成为活石。
And then we'll be built together as a spiritual house.
那我们在一起被建成一个灵宫。
Now who dwells in the lives in the spiritual house?
那谁住在这个灵宫当中呢？
It's our God.
是我们的神。
You know, he in the spirit he lives in that spiritual house.
在灵里边，他住在这个灵宫里边。
You know, when he looks around the wall,
他四处看。
He sees, you know, stone after stone.
他看到每一个石头。
He sees you and he sees me.
他看到你看到我。
So that's the picture that Peter is showing us.
这个就是彼得给我们看到那幅图画。
But the sisters, this is extremely, extremely encouraging.
这是非常的鼓励我们。
You know, when we follow the Lord,
当我们来跟随主，
there's something very, very practical.
有些非常实际的事情。
You know, we all in our local assemblies.
我们都在各地的地方教会。
You know, and then it says, now what Peter is saying to us is that when we go back, you know, of course we are here meeting, but when we go back, we want to be living stones.
像彼得说的，我们回去到我们地方教，我们要成为一个活石。
Yeah, built up as a spiritual house.
被建成一个灵宫。
Yeah, and then we all of us are going to be a priest there.
No.而且在那边我们众人都是祭司。
This is what the chapter 2 verse 9 talks about.
这是彼得前书第二章第九节所提到的。
And this is not something new.
这不是什么新鲜的事情。
It was first mentioned by the Lord to Moses when they came out from Egypt.
当他们从埃及出来是那边神先跟摩西说的。
That's God's original idea.
那是神所
That every one of us is a priest.
是每一个人都是祭司。
Yeah, it's a royal high priest, and not the royal priest.
是一个君尊的祭司。
Yeah, the high priest is our Lord Jesus, but we all of us are priests.
我们的主是大祭司，然后我们都是祭司。
That's God's original idea.
这是主最一开始的他的心意。
And that's in the New Testament that Peter is telling us.
然后这个也是在新约里边彼得他这样说出来。
Yeah. Now the Then we also mentioned that what this be many, many living stones and how they actually the Lord was telling them.
那这个关于这么多活石，神是怎么主是怎么说的
？You know, the last day when the Lord Jesus was on earth.
当我们的主在世最后一天的时候
，He knew that tomorrow he had to leave them.
他知道他明天就要离开他们。
So he told them something extremely important.
所以他就跟他讲非常重要的事情。
You know, how to be.How to be essentially these living stones in the house of God.
就是说你们怎么如果在家这个神的家里面做活石。
Of course, Lord Jesus didn't use that word.
当然我们的主没有正用这些的词汇。
But if you think about it, that night, what the Lord Jesus told them essentially is that.
但是我们想的话那天晚上主所说的基本就是这个内容。
Get them ready for in the future.
在将来。
When the Lord Jesus is going to be in heaven.
当我们主在天的时候。
But they on earth has to be God's house.
但是他们在地要成为神的家。
And they on earth has to be God's, the Lord Jesus' church on earth.
他们在地上要做主耶稣的教会。
So I just want to show you four things that he mentioned, the Lord Jesus mentioned.
我就想讲我们主耶稣所讲的四件事情。 That night, 那个晚上。
Yeah, can we see that? Yeah. So I just summarize them to four things. I'll just mention to you very quickly.
我就很快的有四点总结。
But the thing is this, these four things, these disciples have never heard before.
这四件事情，这些门徒从来没有听过。
Never heard before.
从来没有听过。
So the first thing, the Lord Jesus says, you have to wash each other's feet.
第一件事就是你们要彼此洗脚。
Now what does that mean?
什么意思呢？
That wash each other's feet. The Lord especially said, I am your master. I wash your feet. You ought to wash each other's feet.
那我们主说，我是你们的主人，我是你们的主，我洗你们的脚，你们要彼此洗脚。
Yeah, so what the Lord really is saying is you got to love one another.
我们主说你们要彼此相爱。
And how do you love one another?
你们怎么彼此相爱呢？
You don't just talk to the brother that you really like.
你是不是说你跟随你的弟兄说，你怎么样怎么样？
You really like this brother, and so you talk to him more.
你不是说你跟他讲啊，我很喜欢你，我跟你讲话。
Now you gotta love your brothers the way I love you.
就是说你要爱你的弟兄如同我爱你一样。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the first thing the Lord told them.
这是我们主第一件事情跟他们讲。
This they have never heard before.
他们从来没有听过。
So the second thing.
第二件事情。
The second thing is about the vine and branches.
葡萄树和枝子。
Now this vine and branch is another thing they never heard before.
这个葡萄树和枝子他们也从来没听过。
Dear brothers and sisters, we all know that we ought to have the life of Christ in us.
我们都知道我们需要有基督的生命在我们里边。
But that day, the Lord Jesus told them that I am the vine, you are the branches. You got to connect to me.
但是那一天我们主说我是葡萄树你们是枝子你要与我连接。
So that tells us even more than he being our life.
更重要的就是他就是强调他是我们的生命。
The more is this, not only Lord Jesus saying, not only I'm your life, but every day I'm your life.
不仅我们的主说我是你们的生命，每一天我都是你的生命。
Yeah, you cannot separate from me.
你不能与我分割。
And every day this my life will like flow to you like river.
每一天我的生命要照你们。像河一样在那边流淌。
All the life, all the juice will come to you every day.
那些生命，那些的果汁都是流淌在你身上。
If you leave me, you're not going to produce any fruit.
你若离开我，你们什么都活不出来。
So this is another thing the Lord Jesus was telling them.
这是另外一点，我们主耶稣告诉他们的。
Think about it. This is how they ought to be, so that they can be living stones in the house of God.
所以这个要他们活出这个样子，他们才能在神的殿里边活出那个活石的样子。
And the third thing about the Holy Spirit.
第三点讲到圣灵。
That I explained to you, brothers and sisters, last time, so I won't say anymore.
那昨天已经提到，今天就不提了。
But one thing I want to mention.
但是还是要提一点。
Prior to that night, these disciples.They, if they were diligent about Old Testament, they knew the Spirit of God.
在那一夜之前，如果他们那些门徒熟悉圣经的话，他们知道神的灵。
But they didn't know that the Spirit of God actually is going to live in me.
但是他们不知道神的灵其实真是要活在他们里边。
Now the Lord Jesus says, I'm going to the Father. I'm going to ask the Father to send that Holy Spirit that live in you.
然后主就对他们说我要去父那边父要差遣圣灵进入到你们里边
So friends and sisters to them it's something new
对他们来说这是新的事
They may not even know even understand what that means that day
那一天那晚上他们都不明白
But when time goes on this thing gets more and more real in them
但是慢慢他们越来越晓得
So the fourth thing
说第四个事情
is the bread and cup
饼与杯
You know bread and cup
饼与杯
That night, the Lord tell them, you have to do this to remember me.
我们的主那天晚上说，你如此行，要纪念我。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we think about this, we really thank the Lord.
我们想到这些，我们要感谢主。
If that night he didn't mention this,
那晚他如果没有提
，Now we don't have this connection with him.
我们就与他没有这样的连接。
But with that, every Sunday we can come together to remember him.
那既然有了，每个主日我们都可以与主来连接。
My body, this bread is my body broken for you.
这个饼是我身体为你们擘开、裂开。
This liquid is my is this wine is my is my、is my blood shed for you.
这个葡萄汁是我为你们所流的血。
And then there's another thing.
有另外一点。
You know this cup, you know of juice.
这一个杯
yeah, and this cup is the cup of my covenant with you.
这个杯是我与你们立约的杯。
So, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord opened up a way for us to come to Him.
我们的主开了一条路，能够让我们来到他那里。
So that we can really have fellowship with Him.
所以我们能够与他有交通。
And also fellowship with brothers and sisters.
而且与弟兄姐妹来交通。
You know, I thank the Lord for this thing that He said.About the cup of covenant.
我们感谢主，我们主说这个是个立约的杯。
Yeah, brothers and sisters, we know that He is the covenant.
他是那个约。
Isaiah chapter 42.
以赛亚书第42章。
He Himself is that covenant.
他自己是那个约。
And also, brothers and sisters, I often think that if I cannot keep the covenant, then on Sunday when I come to the Lord, I feel very reluctant.
我就想有时候我守不住约，就想到主日擘饼，我就不太想去。
Right, maybe you brothers and sisters can keep the covenant all the time. I cannot.
可能有人能够一直守住，但是我守不住。
But you know what he meant?
但是那天晚上。
He meant that is you come, is I who kept the covenant.
但是你知道，是我们的主说我要来守这个约。
So, so brothers and sisters, we really thank him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们真是来感谢我们的主。
Bread and cup is so precious.
饼与杯真是太宝贵了。
He wants us to come to him.
他愿意我们来到他那里。
He paid all the price.
他付了所有的代价。
He kept all the covenant.
他守住了那个约。
He wants us to come to him.
他要我们来到他面前。
Yeah. So.Brothers and sisters, this is remember these. Just think about these four things.
所以当我们来想到这四点的时候
，You know the Lord's burden is you have to remember. I'm not going to be with you from tomorrow on.
就是那一点说，明天开始我就不与你们在一起了。
But you are my church.
但是你是我的教会。
And you will bring others, people to be my people, to be my church.
你们要成为我的民，我的教会。
How are you going to go forward?
我要往前走。
Remember to wash each other's feet.
你们要彼此来洗脚。
Remember, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
记住，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Remember, the Holy Spirit is going to dwell on you, whether you like it or not, in you.
你们要记住，你们喜不喜欢，圣灵要住在你们里边。
And remember to come to the bread and cup to take the bread and cup to remember me.
那也记住要来。饼与杯来纪念我。
And remember, I have this covenant with you.
也记住我与你们有立了这个约。
Remember, although you fail, but I will keep the covenant.
虽然你们会失败，但是我会守住这个约。
Thank the Lord, this is what He was telling us.
感谢主，这是他所告诉我们的。
That same day,
同一天
，He went to pray to His Father.
他向他的父来祷告。
It's a long chapter, chapter 17.
很长的一章，约翰福音十七章。
But there are two things that really stuck in my mind.
这两点我就是在我脑海里边很深。
Whatever he prayed that day,
他那一天所祷告的。
All these people are watching together.
那些门徒都在旁边来
看。All these disciples saw, heard his prayer.
那些门徒都听到看到了。
So what did he say to the Lord?
他对他父神说什么
？I only want to mention two things.
我只想提到两点。
First thing,
第一点
，Father.What you have entrusted for me to do, I have done.
父啊，你所托付给我的，我都已经完成了。
German sisters, these disciples heard that.
这些门徒都听到了。
You know, this is the Lord's prayer in their presence.
这个主在他们面前做的一个祷告。
You know, if I were one of the disciples over there,
有一个门徒在那边
I would never forget that.
他们不会忘掉这里。
When Lord Jesus was on earth.
当主耶稣在地上
，The Father's will is the most important thing.
父的旨意对他来说是最重要的。
Father, what you have entrusted to me, I have done.
父啊，你所托付给我的，我已经完成了。
And the second thing,
第二点。
Toward the very end of the prayer,
到祷告的最后呢？最后呢
he said, "Father, what you are, the glory you have given to me, I have given them."
我们的主祷告，父你所给我的荣耀，我也赐给他们。
That they may be one as you and I are one.
使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一一样。
This chapter 17, I believe, is verse 22.
这个是第十七章的第二十二节。
And this is not only to the disciples at that time.
不仅是对当时的门徒说。
Just a few verses before.
就是这几节之前。
He's saying, "Father, I'm praying this not only for those who are here."But for those that they will preach the gospel, they'll come to you later.
不仅是为这些在场的人，也是为将来那些听他们话而信的人。
So that means for you and for me.
就是为了你和我。
Right today.
就是今天。
The wonder is he saying, "Father, the glory you gave me, I have given them."
就是我父，你所给我的荣耀，我已经给了他们。
Can you believe that?
你能不能信得过来呢？
Can you believe that with God's the glory that God has given to Lord Jesus, now that Jesus wants God to give to you and me?
你信不信父神给主的荣耀，我们的主也愿意赐给我们
？Yeah, so that we can be one as He and His Father are one.
那以至于我们能够合一，像父与子合一一样。
So the quality of this oneness.Is like he and his father.
所以这个合一的质量，就像我们的父神与子合一一样。
So dear brothers and sisters, I can only leave it to you now. I cannot say too much on that.
我就把这些放在面前，我不能再讲太多。
But remember, the Lord Jesus has an expectation for you and for me.
要记住，我们的主在我们身上有一个寄望。
That expectation is not any less than the glory.
他对我们的寄望就是他给我们的荣耀。
The glory that God has given to him, he said, "Father, give that glory to them."
父神给他的荣耀，我们的主说，求父啊，你赐给他们。
And that glory is not an empty, is not a inactive thing.
这个荣耀不是一个被动不动的东西。
He said that glory, so that they can be one.
因为这个荣耀，他们能够合而为一。
So, brothers and sisters, I'll just leave that with you.
我们就把这些放到弟兄姐妹面前。
Next time you hate your brother, you hate your sister.
下一次你恨恶你的弟兄或者姐妹。
Think about this.
你想一想。
The Lord has prayed for you and for me.
我们的主为你为我已经祷告了。
And He has given me glory.
已经把他的荣耀给你给我了。
So that I'm not going to hate my brother.
所以我就不至于再恨恶我的弟兄。
On the other hand.I want to love my brother.
那另相反的，我要爱我的弟兄。
And I want him and I to be one.
我就想要我和他能够合而为一。
Brother, sister, this is the wonder of our Lord Jesus.
这个就是我们的主所奇妙的地方。
Yeah. Okay. Now I have to move on to this First Peter.
那我们要讲到下一点，就是讲到彼得前书。
I want to show you a chart.
我要看一个。
And so that we can, in a very simple way, know what First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
那我们就可以
trying to tell us.
就是我们可以很直接了当的看这个彼得前书第二章第九节所要讲的内容。
And also, because it's just one sentence.
只有一句话。
But this one sentence contains a lot of things.
但是包括很多内容。
First thing, he said, you.You know, after being a living stone for the spiritual house, now you are a chosen race.
就是说，你们成为活石，被建成灵宫之后，你们现在是被拣选的族类。
Yeah, some Chinese some English translation says chosen generation.
或者是另外英文的翻译说被拣选的世代。
That word is correct, but it's very easy to mislead us.
但是如果是族类可能会有些误解。
If you say generation,
如果说一个世代的话
that means generation Z.
就是比如说这就是说这个 Z 的这个世代。
Or generation X.
或者X 这个世代。
Or the generation of, I forgot. I mean, there are so many other generations.
有很多其他的世代。
He didn't mean that.
这不是那个意思。
You know, he means it's a chosen race.
就是 一个被拣选的族类。
And the emphasis is it has a source.
就是说里边有一个源头。
It is related to this, the Greek word called genus.
就是有一个希腊词叫 genos.
It's origin.
那是它的源头起始。
You know, it's we come from that origin.
我们是从那个源头出来的。
So he said, you are the chosen race.
就是说你们是被拣选的族类。
And the second thing is he said you are the kingly priesthood.
那第二点是你们有是君尊的祭司。
So that means that, as I said before, that means every single one of us is a priest.
也就是说你们每一个人都是祭司。
This priesthood means group of priests.
就是一批一组一批人的。
Not only just one, not only two.
不仅是一两个。
It's a bunch, a group.
就是一批的祭司。
The kingly means that they stand there. They when they serve, they actually have the character of a king.
这个君尊的意思就是说，他们在那边站着服侍，他们有像君王一样的性格。
And the third thing, he said, you are a holy nation.
第三点是圣洁的国度。
This holy nation simply means you are a group of people.
意思就是你们是一批人。
It's separated to God.
分别归于神。
Holy means the separated.
圣洁就是分别的意思。
Separated to God, special.
就分别为圣归于神。
Yeah, and then the other thing is he didn't say the holy nations.
他没有说是圣洁的众国度。
He's saying holy nation.
一个圣洁的国度。
So all of us are one single.Holy nation.
我们众人都是一个圣洁的国度。
And the last one thing he said, you are his own special people.
那边就是说你们是属神的特别的子民。
And that word is very interesting.
那个词很有意思。
It says that it actually the same trans.There are another meaning of this translation, which is my own people.
有另外一个翻译就是说神自己的子民。
Yeah. Remember, Hebrews chapter 10, the end, he says, my righteous one shall live by faith.
我们记得希伯来书第十章最末了说我的义人要因信得生。
Anytime when the Lord said my,
当每一次我们的神说我的
it's more than just closeness.
我不仅是指的说他们关系紧密。
Now he says you are mine.
就是你是属于我的。
It's an incredible word.
非常了不起的一句话。
Yeah. So these four things that he said.
这四点他提到。
After that.
之后。
He said, you know, because you are one, two, and three, and four.
因为你们这四点。
Now you can proclaim the excellencies or proclaim the praises of him who has brought you out of darkness.Into marvelous light.
就是你们可以宣扬的招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德或者他的称赞。
So it's good to spend a few minutes on these four things.
那我们花几分钟时间来讲这四点。
So chosen race.
这个被拣选的族类。
You know, Adam at the beginning. Remember Adam. Adam, the God has created Adam.According to his own image.
我们的神造亚当是根据他的形象和样式。
Yeah, remember, God created Adam. God has great expectation.
当神造亚当，他有很大的寄望。
And the great provision.
有很多的供应。
God is going to help him to raise him up to be really good.
神要帮助他，要活出一个非常好的样式来。
To take care of everything in the garden.
他要在园中照顾料理各样的事情。
You know, but Adam failed.
但是亚当失败了。
Right, and then we essentially as Adam's descendants, we kind of have a distance from God.
我们作为亚当的后裔，与神有一个距离。
Yeah. Can we have that chart again?
我们再看看那个图表。
But the wonder is this: is that precious living stone and the precious cornerstone came.
但是这个宝贝的那个活石还有那个房角石
And he made all the differences.
他改变了一切
He brought us back to God.
他把我们带回到神那边去
To the original image.
回到原始最初的那个形象
To the original relationship.
那个最一开始的关系。
So this is why it's a matter of origin.
所以这个就是讲到起头原始。
Adam is separated from God.
亚当和神分开了。
He's outside of garden.
他到了园子的外边。
But now we're coming back.
现在我们可以回去了。
You're back to what God's original purpose.
回到神起始的目的。
Original intent for people.
他最神最开始对人的这个目的。
So, you know, for example, how that happened?
怎么发生的呢？
How did this precious cornerstone make us back to God's people?
这个宝贝的房角石怎么把我们带回到神的那里去呢？
Remember John's Gospel?
我们想到约翰福音。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
The Lord Jesus says.
主耶稣说。
Let's take a look at that. I cannot remember anymore.John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音第一章第十二节。
Yeah, this one says how Lord Jesus brought us back to God.
主如何把我们带回到父神那里去的？
John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音第一章第十二节。
He said he came to himself, his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him,To them, he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe his name, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of men, but of God.
第十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的。也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
So Adam violated God.
所以亚当犯了神的
戒。So Adam could only go out of the Garden of Eden.
亚当只能离开伊甸园。
Now Lord Jesus came.
那现在主耶稣来了。
He brought us back to God.
他把我们带回到神那里。
In terms of that original, this life relationship.
回到那起初与神的关系。
So we no longer are born of the blood.Or the will of the flesh, or the will of men, and we are born of God.
那我们就不再是从血气生的，从情欲生的，或者从人意生的，我们乃是从神生的。
Now that's only the beginning.
这只是开启。
But when we go on and live,
等我们继续生活活下去。
When we grow up, not leaving the Lord.
我们成长不离开我们的主。
Then one thing happened.
有件事情要发生。
What happened?Is we are conformed to the image of His Son.
我们要被磨成他儿子神儿子的形象。
So this relationship with God, this life relationship, this original relationship of God is not staying at the baby level, not staying at the children level. It's now come to the Son's level.
这个我们与神最开始的关系不仅仅是停留在一个婴儿的样子，要是要与神儿子的样子。
Not only born of God,
不仅是神所生的
but also in the likeness of the image of Christ Jesus.
而是有主耶稣基督他的形象。
So isn't that wonderful, brothers and sisters?
这不是很奇妙的事情
吗？ This is what Lord Jesus did.
这是我们主耶稣所做的。
This is that foundation.
这个是根基。
Did. And this is the living stone. That living stone did to each of us the living stones.
就是那一个活石在我们身上所做成的事情。
Now about this kingly priesthood，
这个君尊的祭司。
Can we have that again? Now, I went back to the Bible to see how we the people like us can be made kingly priesthood.
就是我们来看圣经神的话怎么说，像我们这样的人怎么能够成为君尊的祭司呢？
And made to be the kingly priesthood by that foundation stone.
我们如何被做成神君尊的祭司，靠着那个房角石。
Yeah. Remember, Christ Jesus is the precious cornerstone.
我们的基督是宝贝的房角石。
Now we are supposed to be living stones for the house.
我们要是成为灵宫的活石。
Now he makes every one of us priest.
他使我们成为每一个人都成为祭司。
Now, I remember in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14.
我想到希伯来书第十章第九节。
Let's take a look at that.
我们来看一下。
9:14. Okay. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Oh, 第九章。第九章十四节，
希伯来书第九章第十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生的神吗？
Remember the result of his shed blood.
我们想到他所流出的。
And this verse says, toward the end, it causes us to serve the living God.
他的流血使我们可以侍奉那永生的神。
In another word, the result of that is we become priest.
也就是说，结果我们成为祭司。
Serve the living God.
来侍奉那位活神。
And then, brothers and sisters, the more I think about this verse, the more I thank the Lord.
我越想这些经文，我越感谢神。
You know, we all remember the blood of Christ Jesus shed for our sins.
我们都想到基督的血。流出来洗净我们的罪。
Yeah, every Sunday when we come to break bread, we remember that.
每个主日我们来擘饼都来纪念这一。
His blood cleanses our sins.
他的宝血来洗净我们的罪。
But now his blood has another function.
但是他的宝血有另外一个功用。
A powerful function.
一个很有能力的功用。
His blood, precious blood.
他的宝血。
It's called precious blood.
叫宝血。
It's from God's Son and shed that blood.
我们的神的儿子他自己流出这个宝血。
Now that blood not only cleanses our sins.
这个血不仅是洗净我们的罪。
That blood touched the deepest part of our soul.
这个血碰到我们魂中最深的地方。
Now as a result of that,
因为这一点
we are willing to give up this dead work.
我们就放弃那些死刑。
The so-called dead work simply is this.
这个死的行为的意思是。
Every day we do many, many things.
我每天做很多事情。
And we kept ourselves busy.
我们让。
Some is even called religious work.
这是宗教的工作。
But was that really in God's purpose? Jesus God?
那这是不是能够取悦神呢？
Now whether is it a life work or dead work, God knows, and then you know too.
这个到底是有生命的工作还是的行为还是一个死刑神知道你也知道
this blood of Jesus Christ
耶稣基督的宝血
it touched the depth of my soul
他碰到我魂中的深处
but I know what is not according to God what is according to God
他我们就从此知道什么是从神而来的什么
不是 also it's so precious
也非常的宝贵
it's so valuable
非常的有价值
it's so vast above me
很超越我。
So when that blood touched my soul,
当那个血来碰到了我
so I told myself, I want to serve God.
我就说我要服侍神。
So, but dear brothers and sisters, this is his blood not only cleanses our sins.
所以说他的血不仅要洗净我们的罪。
His blood moves our heart, point our heart.
他的血碰到我们的心来驱动我们的心。
Stir us up.
他使我们驱动我们。
So not only our sins are washed away because of it.
也不仅是因为血我们的罪得赦免。
But somehow something touched me.
但是有个东西碰到了我。
You know, I want to serve God.
因为这一点我说我要来服侍神。
I want to serve the living God.
我要来服侍这位活神。
Dear brothers and sisters, think about it.
我们想一想。
Is that true?
是不是呢
that every time after the Lord's table,
每一次拨完饼之后
you feel like,I want to serve God.
我就说我要来服侍主。
You know, even I have to go to school.
或者说我要去学校。
You know, I have to go to work.
我也要去工作。
But in the depth of my heart, I serve God.
但是在我心里边我说我要服侍神。
He is my first priority.
他是我首先
最重要的。Nothing can violate that.
什么也不能够超越他。
Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord, His precious blood made us different people.
感谢主，他的宝血使我们成为不一样的人。
Made us able to serve God.
让使我们 能够来服侍神。
Make us willing to serve God.
让我们愿意来服侍神。
Beyond everything else.
远超过其他的事物。
Yeah. Now the other thing about this priesthood is that is Apostle Paul in Roman 12, you know, by the mercies of God, I beseech you, brothers, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
另外一点就是讲到罗马书第十二章第一节那边所说，我靠着神的慈悲劝你们将你们身体献上当作活祭。
So Roman 12 is after all the Roman chapters.
这个罗马书第十二章是经过头那么多章。
It says when you come to Roman 12, you already know the preciousness, the wonderfulness, the necessity of Christ Jesus in my life.
到了十二章，我们已经知道我们主耶稣基督他的必要性、他的宝贵、他对我的重要。
Yeah, so. Coming to chapter 12, the Apostle Paul says, "By the mercies of God, I beseech you, I beg you."
就来到第十二章，他说啊，我靠着慈悲来劝或者来求你们。
Yeah, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice.
将你们身体献上当作活祭。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
the Lord Jesus already offered Himself. Our sins are all forgiven.
我们的主已经献上我们的罪被赦免。
But now Apostle Paul says, "I beg you to think about this, to offer your own bodies a living sacrifice."
保罗就说：“我求你们，你们要思考来把你们身体献上，当作活祭。”
Now these animals in the Old Testament time,
这个在旧约的时候
，they were killed and offered.
那些他们被杀死然后被献上。
Now today I offer my body a living sacrifice.
那今天我将身体献上当作活祭，是个活的。
Yes, I live.
我活的。
Every day I live.
每天我都是活的。
But I'm not offering to God.
但是我要把我自己奉献给神。
God is the most valuable, most important thing person to me.
因为神是那位最有价值、最宝贵的那一位。
So thank the Lord.
感谢主。
You know, if we believe this Roman 12,
那如果我们信是罗马书第十二章
，then we are ready to really serve God.
那我们就准备好了，可以侍奉主。
So, dear brothers and sisters, don't say to yourself, "I'm not worthy to serve God."
不要对你自己说，我侍奉神不配。
Don't say that I'm not worthy to be a priest.
也不要说我不配做一个祭司。
Now, God at the very beginning, the Exodus time,
神从一开始在出埃及记他就说
，told Moses, "Tell everybody, everybody has to serve me."
他跟摩西说，每个人都要来侍奉我。
So you will be a nation of priests.
你们要做一个祭司的国度。
Yeah. So now coming here.
我们来到这里。
So when we know that the blood of Christ Jesus has moved my heart to serve the living God.
那这边主耶稣的宝血触动我来侍奉那位神。
Not only I want to serve God, but I want to offer myself a living sacrifice.
不仅啊侍奉神，而且更要来把我身体献上，当作活祭献给神。
So, brothers and sisters, if you do these things, if you believe this, if you really have faith in this, then you and I are really priests that's serving God.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你们真信这边所说的，那你就是一个祭司，可以来侍奉神。
There may be other things important, but those two things are most basic.
但是可能有其他重要的事情，但这两点是最重要的。
This is the idea of God.
这个就是神的意念。
It's God told us how to be His servant.
神告诉我们如何来做他的仆人。
How to be His priest.
好，怎么来做他的祭司。
In His house.
在他的殿里。
Another thing, the third point is about this, about is actually about the kingly priesthood or royal priesthood.
下一点是讲到了君尊的祭司。
You know, of course, our God is on the throne.
当然，我们的神是坐在宝座上。
Yeah, He is the King.
他是王。
And our Lord Jesus is also the King.
我们的主耶稣也是王。
King of kings and the Lord of lords.
是万王之王，万主之主。
And we serve God, we led by our High Priest, the Lord Jesus.
我们的大祭司主耶稣带领我们来服侍他。
And we also serve.
我们也来服侍。
So this is one point because our God and our Lord Jesus, they are on the throne.
就是我们的神与我们的主耶稣都在宝座上。
So in that sense, we are royal priests.
是这么来看，我们就是君尊的祭司。
But there's another sense of royal priest.
但是有另外讲到说这个君尊的祭司。
The royal priest is when we serve serve the Lord. We are His companion.
就是当我们来侍奉主的时候，我们是他那有君尊的陪伴他的人。
Yeah, so we are like kings.
我们就像君王一样。
We are like royal.
我们像有君尊的地位的人一样。
Now how you and I understand that?
那我们怎么来明白这件事呢？
You know, I thank the Lord, Apostle Paul gave us a picture.
感谢主，保罗给我们一个图画。
In Ephesians 2,
在以弗所书第二章
，Apostle Paul told us that we have been raised from dead.
那边说，神使我们从死里边被复活
yeah,
复活。
We have been raised from all the sins.
我们从罪里边被提拔出来。
We have been raised from the power of Satan.
我们从撒旦的权势中被提拔出来。
We are raised from the power of the world.
我们从世界的权势中被提拔出来。
And we are raised from the power of lust, fleshly lust.
我们也从肉体的情欲当中被提拔出来。
Raised where?
到哪里去呢
？Raised to the heavenly places.
到从天在属天的地位。
Seated with Christ.
与基督同坐。
In heavenly places.
在属天的地位。
These things, this sin, and this power of darkness, the power of the world, the power of my own flesh.Does not bother me anymore.
这个黑暗的权势、仇敌的权势、罪的权势、这个肉体的辖制都不在他的辖制。
They are still powerful.
他们还是很有权能。
But I'm way beyond that.
但是我远远超越这些。
You know, I have the Lord Jesus on my side.
我有耶稣，主耶稣在我旁边。
You know, I'm seated on the heavenly places.
我是坐在属天的地位上。
These things cannot control me anymore.
这些事情都不再辖制我。
So in that sense, we are kingly priests.
这么来看，我们就是。君尊的祭司。
So thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
You see, when Apostle Peter says we are kingly priesthood,
当彼得说我们是君尊的祭司
，that means all of us together at our home, at our church with brothers and sisters, we are the kingly priesthood.
就是说我们在家里边，在教会里边，众弟兄姐妹们都是君尊的祭司。
Yeah, we need to believe that.
我们要信这一点。
Yeah, also we praise that the Lord will actually have mercy on us and make us like that.
我们也祷告神也有怜悯，我们会成为这个样子。
But don't tell yourself I'm not a priest.
所以就不要跟你自己说我不是个祭司。
Don't tell yourself that I have no, I'm not worthy to serve God.
也不要跟自己说我不配来侍奉神。
Every single one serves God.
我们每一位都要来侍奉。
This is the expectation of Apostle Peter.
这个是使徒彼得对我们的寄望。
So the third thing about the holy nation.
第三点是圣洁的国度。
I think the important thing is we see that we are holy.
第一点就是说我们是圣洁的。
The holy means to separate from the world.
圣洁的意思就是说与世界分别。
We are a people who are separated from the power of the world.
我们是一批的人，从世界的权势被分别出来。
That's what word holy means.
这个就是圣洁的意思。
Sanctify,
被成圣。
Yeah, so that we are sanctified and we serve only one. We serve God and nothing else.
我们成圣，我们服侍的只有一位，我们其他的什么都不服侍。
You know, I remember one verse in Philippians.
我想到腓立比书的一节。
And Apostle Paul told the Philippian brothers.
他告诉腓立比的弟兄们。
He said, "You are the citizens of heaven."
你们是属天的国民。
Brothers and sisters, you better believe that.
你要信。
We are citizens of heaven.
我们是天国的国民。
The stuff on earth cannot affect us.
地上的事情不会影响我们。
And of course, we're not perfect.
我们当然是不完美。
But the Lord is there.
但是我们的主在那里。
His Holy Spirit is there.
圣灵在那里
and His word is here.
他的话在这里
you know, we're not going to be under the control of the worldly thing.
我们不在世界上的东西的辖制底下
we are a holy nation.
我们是圣洁的国度
another thing important about this holy nation.
另外一个关乎圣洁国度
there's only one.
一个
it's not two.
没有两个
you know, my brother is so much younger than I.
我的弟兄好像比我年轻
so I feel that in the church.
我们在一起在教会里面
in churchYou know, I belong to a different class, and he belongs to a different class, and I belong to another class.
不是说他在一个阶层，我在一个阶层，都是在不同的阶层。
Yeah, and he and I don't talk the same language.
好像我们也不讲同样的话一样。
When I get tired so easily, he's so energetic.
我很快就累了，他还那边很有精神。
But brothers and sisters, there is no difference.
没有区别分别。
Colossians 3:11. There's no Greek or Jew.
不再分希腊人、犹太人。
And there's no slave or free.
不再分为奴的、自主的。
But Christ is all and is in all.
唯有基督是包括一切，也有住在个人之内。
We talk different languages.
我们可能讲不同的语言。
You know, when I speak English,
当我讲英文。
My son always correct me.
我的儿子他一直来纠正我。
Dad, it's she and she. Don't say he and he.
他说是女他的，不是男他的。
It doesn't matter.
没关系啊。
You know, I have seen in our fellowship there's a family that came from China about 12 years ago.
我在我们聚会看12年从中国来的一个家庭。
The dad, the mom, the two sons, they didn't speak English as well at all.
就是父母两个男孩子都不讲英文讲不好。
They attend Bible studies.
他们来参加查经。
And then when the young people they have their meetings.
然后年轻人有他们自己的聚会。
And sometimes they have gathering.
有时候他们聚集在一起。
This Chinese family, the dad and mom, two sons, they attend the meeting.
就是这个从中国来，他们讲中文这一家，他们来参加这些聚会。
They are so happy.
他们很高兴啊。
They try to say a little bit of English.
他们尝试着说一些英文。
You know, I saw that.
我看到了。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
Yeah. And then there are other times.
另外一次。
You know, we have a lot of brothers and sisters that speak Chinese.
我们也有很多弟兄姐妹们，他们是
讲中文。They also see our young people. They grew up here.
我们在这边当地长大的年轻人。
And then on Sunday, they all mix together.
在主日，我们都是在聚在一起。
And then I see the young brother that you know grew up in the United States.
我看到一个年轻弟兄在美国长大。
And they didn't even talk to me.
都不跟我讲
话。Because I'm a different generation, you see.
我们是不同世代的人。
But then when I get together with these sisters from China.
但是我和这个从中国来的弟兄姐妹在一起。
They try to speak Chinese.
他们就会尝试着跟他们讲中文。
Not very good.
他们讲不太好。
But when I saw that,
但是我看到了。
I'm so thankful.
我真是很感谢主。
You know, the Lord is good.
我们的主是好的。
So, one nation.
一个国度。
Holy nation.
圣洁的国度。
Christ is all and is in all.
基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
So the last thing is about his own special people.
这个最后一点是他属他自属神特别的子民。
And then as I said, the some translation says my own special people.
有的翻译是属于我的特别的子民。
So, brothers and sisters, you remember the Lord introduced himself to Moses, say, I'm the God of Abraham, I'm the God of Isaac, I'm the God of Jacob.
当神把他自己显现给摩西的时候，他说我是亚伯拉罕的神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
That means.Abraham is mine.
也就是说，亚伯拉罕是我的。
Isaac is mine.
以撒是我的。
Jacob is mine.
雅各是我的。
Right, brothers and sisters. This is how the Lord felt so dear, so close to them.
就是我们的神，他里边的感觉对他们是非常的亲密的。
And then it's my people.
他是我的。
And then when you read Psalms, when you read you know all these books and some of the prophets in the Old Testament.
我们读诗篇或者读那些旧约的先知们。
The Lord Jehovah God is he longed to have a close, real close relationship with his people.
耶和华神他真是渴慕，希望与他的百姓有一个亲密的关系。
Now it's I cannot give you too many examples. I will just give you one.
我就给一个例子。
You know, in the Isaiah chapter 65-66.
以赛亚书的第65章、66章。
Yeah, he called a group of people. He called them new wine in the cluster.
这个他就说他们是 新葡萄树中的的葡萄。
And then he also called this group of people the place of my rest.
他们也称他们为我所安息的地方。
I'm going to go into that.
我要去那里。
But did you see? Did you feel it?
你没有感觉到呢？
I mean, these people are new wine in the cluster.
就是一个新酒，还有葡萄啊，一串的葡萄。
The my people are my vineyard.
我的民是我的葡萄园。
But most of them had no interest in me.
但是他们大部分人却对我没有兴趣。
Yeah, they don't care about me.
他们不在乎我。
But then I see a cluster of good grapes.
但是我看到那一串好的葡萄。
And that.Cluster and good grapes can be made into new wine.
那一串好的葡萄可以被做成新酒。
And this new wine in the cluster is precious to me.
这个新酒和那串葡萄对我来说是宝贵的。
And because of them, I want to keep the whole vineyard.
因为这一些，我要保存我的葡萄园。
See, this new wine is the cluster. The cluster of grapes is his own special people.
就是这一串葡萄和那个新酒是我的，属于我的特别的子民。
And finally, in the last chapter of Isaiah,
以赛亚书最后一章
he said, heaven and the heaven above heaven is not enough for me to live.
天和天上都不够能承装的我。
And all these things I have made with my hand.
这些都是我手所造。
And what can you build for me?
你能为我们建造什么呢？
But I'm looking for a place.
但是我寻找一个地方。
A place of my rest.
我可以安息的地方。
But on these people, I find.
但是在这些人当中，我找到了。
They are poor in spirit and tremble at my word.
他们是心里边谦卑，他们听到我的话语，他们颤抖。
On them, I find my rest.
在这些人身上，我找到安息。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
就是亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Our God, our Lord,
我们的主，我们的神，我们的主
，is always looking for His own people.
他一直在寻找属于他的子民。
It's not that He doesn't love others. He loves everybody.
不是说他不喜欢其他人，他喜欢众，他爱众人。
God so loved the world,
神爱世人。
He gave His only begotten Son,
让他的独生爱子赐给他们。
That whoever believes in Him,
那些信他的
shall not perish but have eternal life,
不是灭亡反得永生。
God loves the world,
神爱世人。
But there are people that are close to His heart,
但是有一批人是非常贴近他的
心的。They really care about Him,
他们是非常
And God knows that.
关心神的。
And God has a purpose.
他神有对他们有一个。
And for these people, God's purpose is important.
神在他们身上的旨意是很重要的。
So God says, "These are my new wine in the cluster."
所以神说，这是那个新酒那一串的葡萄。
These are the people where on them I can find my rest.
在这批人身上，我可以找到我的安息。
Remember, Lord Jesus on earth.
当我们主在地上的时候
，He says, "Fox has hole."
就是狐狸有窝有洞
，and the bird has a nest，
飞鸟有窝
，a son of man has no place，
但是
to rest his head，
人子却没有地方可以来枕他的头。
Whether in the Old Testament time，
或者无论是在旧约
，or in New Testament time，
或者在新约
，the Lord is looking for a people that close to His heart。
我们的神都在找一批人，他们是非常贴近神的心。
Now I would like just to have few minutes time. We can. I just want to share with you about these people.
我就想和你们分享关乎这批人。
Isaiah is a thick book.
以赛亚书很厚一本书。
But then those are special people.
但是那些非常特别的子
民。You know, in the first half of Isaiah, those are the real things that he said.
这个以赛亚头半部分都是非常真实的事情。
Yeah, before chapter 40, he talks about these real people.
四十章之前都是讲到这些真实的人。
He called them remnant.
叫他们为余民。
And from chapter 42 on,
从第四十二章开始
，He said, "My servant shall come."
我的仆人要来。
And that servant is Christ Jesus.
那仆人就是基督耶稣。
So for the latter part of Isaiah, he is looking foresee the future.
以赛亚书下半就是看到将来。
So he's saying that when my son, my servant comes,
当我的儿子，我的仆人来了，
there's a group of people that will be with him.
有一批人要与他在一起。
So this are the remnant.
这些就是渔民。
So at the end,
在末了、
the Lord said this.
我们的主说
that these are the good grapes in a cluster.
这个就是那一串的好葡萄。
And these are the people where I can lay my head on.
这一批人我可以枕我的头。
Now, yeah. So at the very beginning, by the way, actually I have the story in this chart.
我有这么一个图
表。But my brother and sister told me, no, 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 you cannot project this.
我们的弟兄说不能太多了。
But anyway, brother and sister, I'll try to make it simple.
我就试着尝试的简化一下。
So I hope that you can bear with me.
我觉得可以来忍耐我一下。
You know, I think when you see their story,
我看到读到这些故事，
you can probably see yourself.
可能从中看到我们自己。
Yeah. Okay. See the in the These are the Isaiah called them the remnant.
以赛亚叫他们为渔民。
You know, there are. I would like to tell their story to you in three parts.
他们分成三部分。
You know, one part is before Isaiah chapter 40.
第一部分是四十章之前。
Yeah, the second part is not really about them, but about the Lord, you know, send His Son to the world.
第二部分不是关乎这些渔民，是关乎神差遣他的子来到地上。
Yeah, actually God has given His Son or His servant some things to do.
就是说神差遣他的爱子或者他的仆人要做一些事情。
And the third part is very, very strange.
第三部分非常的奇怪。
There are something that the Son would not do all by Himself.
就是说他有些事情那个子不能他自己一个人来做。
You know, He wants this remnant to do with him.
他让那些的渔民与他一起来做。
So the first part is this remnant, the story of this remnant.
所以第一部分讲到这些渔民。
You know, when Isaiah wrote his book,
当以赛亚写这卷书，
you know, he really felt the sadness of God's heart.
他真是感觉到神心中的痛苦。
In the first chapter, about the third or fourth verse,
就大概第一章第头几节的时候，
He's saying that ox has knows their master.
这个牛认识它的主人。
And the donkeys knows the master's crib.
驴认识主人的槽。
But Israel doesn't know me.
但是以色列却不认识我。
And my people don't care.
我的百姓却不理会。
This is the very beginning of Isaiah.
这是以赛亚书一开始的。
And then about the ninth verse of first chapter.
第一章第九节的时候。
He's saying, if there's no small remnant.
若不是耶和华给我们留渔民。
Yeah, then we will just like Sodom, we'll just like Gomorrah.
我们早就像索多玛和俄摩拉了。
Being totally destroyed.
完全被毁灭了。
So it's the very beginning.
这是在一开始。
So essentially he's saying there's this group of people.
就是说有这么一批人。
You know, their heart is with God.
他们的心与神在一起。
They're just like that ox.
他们就像那头牛一样。
Knows their master.
他们认识他的主人。
They're just like this donkey.
就像那头驴。
He will not go anywhere else to eat.
他不会去任何的其他地方去吃
东西。They will only go to the master's house to eat.
他只在去主人的槽那边去吃。
So these are the character of these remnant.
这个是渔民的个性特性。
Yeah, and then about chapter 7 to chapter 20.
到从七章到二十章。
Now he's saying something like this.
他说类似这样的话。
He actually sent Isaiah to tell a king which is not very good.
他告诉让以赛亚神告诉以赛亚去告诉一个不是很好的王。
That king is called Ahaz.
这个王叫亚哈斯。
This is chapter 7.
第七章。
And the Lord sent Isaiah to bring his son to see, to actually to warn this king Ahaz.
这个神叫以赛亚带着他的儿子去见亚哈斯。
And Isaiah's son has a name.
他的以赛亚的儿子有个 名字。
The name is Shir Jashu.
他的名字是施雅雅述。
And the meaning of that name is a remnant shall return.
意思就是有余民要归回。
And later about chapter, I think it's chapter 10 or some, it explained this even further.
到了第十章就更多来解释这一点。
The remnant shall return to whom?
这个余民要归回给谁呢？
Yeah.The remnant shall return to Jehovah.
这个余民要归回给耶和华。
So the story is at that time, the Judah is actually under the pressure from the north.
那个时候犹大帝被北方的国来欺压。
Yeah, and so at that time, the kings of Judah tried to compromise with them.
那个时候犹大王想要来做一些妥协。
So the Lord actually moved the heart of these people.
当神来动他这些人的心。
So the Lord says, these people, my remnant, shall return to the mighty God.
这些余民要归回给这全能的神。
Yeah, this is the second thing about this remnant.
这些就是关乎这些余民的第二点。
That when the whole nation, especially the responsible people,
当那些官长
，they want to compromise with the worldly force.
他们想和地上的权势来妥协的时候
But there are a small group of people,
有一小批人
they want to return to the mighty God.
他们想归回到全能的神那里
So the third example,
第三个例子
this is about chapter 37,
第三十七章
of Isaiah,
以赛亚书的
At that time, the Assyria army, 185,000 surrounded Jerusalem.
从亚述来十八万五千的兵来围剿。
The king Hezekiah is scared.
西西亚王他很害怕。
So the Lord told Isaiah to go tell Hezekiah.
所以神叫以赛亚告诉西西家。
Don't worry, I'm going to take care of the 185,000 enemies.
别担心，我来处理这十八万五千的。
In fact, one night they all died.
他们 全都被灭掉了
yeah, because of famine.
因为
But the point is this. The Lord told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah.
这个重点是说神叫以赛亚告诉西西家
that the remnant shall take root downward and bring fruit upward.
就是渔民要向下扎根向上结果
yeah, He actually said the first year you got a plan, the second year you got a something, and then he's saying the remnant shall take root again, take root downward, bring fruit upward.
就是对他们说，第一年你们要结政，第二年要继续，然后最后说你们这些渔民要再一次向下扎根，向上结果。
I used to be familiar with the verse called "take root downward and bring fruit upward."
我觉得我以前我对这节好像很熟悉。
When I was a young Christian,
当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候
because it's such a cool word,
这个词听起来非常的
take root downward and bring fruit upward.
这个很上口，就是向下扎根。
I didn't know that it actually appeared in Isaiah.
我不知道这是在以赛亚书出现的。
And I didn't know it talks about remnant.
我不知道这是关乎那些渔民的。
So what Isaiah was saying this.
以赛亚所要说的是
The ordinary people in Israel, in Judah, they are not interested in taking root downward.
以色列人和犹大人的一般的人他们对向下扎根不感兴趣。
But there is a small group of people.
但有一小批人。
They are interested.
他们感兴趣。
To take root downward.
他们要向下扎根。
What does take root downward mean?
什么是向往下扎根呢
Take root where?
在哪里扎根呢
Take root in God.
在神里面来扎根。
Take root in God.
在神里面来扎根。
No.So take root downward, and not only that, allow yourself to grow.
不仅是向下扎根，而且你自己要向上成长。
And then finally bring fruit.
最后你要来结果。
Another thing, this statement is pretty sad. This statement is actually pretty sad.
这一句话其实非常的让人伤心的。
Yeah, it says that the remnant shall again take root downward.
就是这些渔民要再一次向下扎根。
What does again mean?
再一次什么意思
？Again means sometime long time ago, my people have done that.
就是说， 很长以前我的民做过这样的事情。
But for a long time, my people have not done that.
但是有很长的时间他们没有再这么做。
So now, my remnant shall again take root downward.
所以我的渔民要再一次向下扎根。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们。
You know, before Isaiah is like 750 years before Christ.
以赛亚大概是主前750年。
About 1,000 years or 1,100 years before, there was a time of Samuel.
就是在主前一千年左右是撒母耳的时候。
Samuel actually brought the Israelites to pray.
他撒母耳把当时的民来带入到祷告的。
And in 20 years, the country became a different place.
二十年完全不一样。
And about 1,000 years before Christ, or 300 years before Isaiah.
就是主前一千年，或者说以赛亚之前三百年。
That's the time of David.
那是大卫的时候。
David inspired so many people to follow Jehovah.
大卫带领多少人来敬拜耶和华？
And not only the Israelites.
不仅是以色列人。
But even foreigners.
甚至是外邦人。
To come to the Lord.
来到神那里。
But from the time of David to the time of Isaiah, it's time of desolation.
但是从大卫到以赛亚这段时间是荒凉的时候。
And now here the Lord says, "My remnant shall again take root downward and bring fruit upward."
那这边说，以赛亚说，这些渔民要再一次往下扎根，向上结果。
Now in Isaiah chapter 40, there is a paragraph which very familiar to you.
在以赛亚书第四十章有一段是我们很熟悉的。
It is this remnant talking.
这些渔民在说。
They're saying to the Lord, "The Lord, how come you don't know our difficulty?"
就说神啊，你为什么不知道我们的难处呢
？You don't know our way.
好像我们也不知道我们的道路。
And then the Lord told them.
神就对他们说。
You know, I know.
我知道。
You know, everything about you I know.
关乎你们一切事情我知道。
Yeah. Now, so I know that you are tired.
我知道你们是疲乏。
I know the going is difficult.
我知道这个环境很艰难。
I know to follow me is not easy.
我知道跟随我不容易。
You know, even the young one shall faint.
因为青年人他们都要疲惫。
But I will give you strength.
但是我要给你们力量。
So that you will mount up as eagle.
你们要如鹰展翅上腾。
And you're going to walk and not tire.
你们要行走不疲乏。
And you're going to be run without faint.
你们奔跑不困倦。
You're all familiar with this part.
我们都很熟悉。
Let's take a look at that.
我们来看一下。
Because it's so encouraging.
非常的鼓励我们。
You know, we are a weak people.
我们是一批软弱的人。
Maybe you are strong, but I feel I'm weak.
你们觉得可能自己很强，但是我觉得我很
弱。And also, we faint easy.
我们很容易就疲乏。
Because following the Lord is not easy.
因为跟随主不容易。
There's the reproach of Christ.
有基督的凌辱。
There's the reproach of the cross.
有十字架的凌辱。
There is the people who despise us.
然后有那么多人来鄙视我们。
It's very hard.
非常的艰难。
But that part is really encouraging.
但是这一段非常的来鼓励我们。
I think this Isaiah 40.
以赛亚书第四十章。
And verse, do you know where that verse is? Huh? 31? Isaiah.Isaiah 40.
以赛亚书第四十章。最后哪里？
在哪儿啊？
最后这里。
Oh yeah. He says this. Verse 27.
第二十七节。
This is the Lord speaking.
是我们的主说。
Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Isaiah, Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord?And my just claim is passed over of my God.
雅各，你为何说我的道路向耶和华隐藏？以色列啊，你为何言我的冤屈神并不查问
？Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of ends of the earth, never faint, nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
28节，你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，并也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might, he increases strength.
疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
So this verse 30 is for you, the young people.
30节就是给你们年轻人写的。
Remember, you must have said this before.
你以前你肯定这么说过。
You know, for us, the older ones, we think you're always strong.
我们年老的一直认为觉得
Never have any problem. Never have any problem.
没有什么问题的。
Whenever you have time, gather together, go buy boba.
你们碰到一起就去喝那个boba奶茶。
No worry.
你们就什么都不用担心。
But here it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary.
但是这边说呢，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦。
And the young man shall utterly fall.
强壮呢也必全然跌倒。
So, brothers and sisters, the Lord knows.
是我们的主知道。
And then he said, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk.And not faint.
然后主说，但那等候耶和华的必从心得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
So, brothers and sisters, remember that.
弟兄姐妹们，记住这一点。
The Lord understands.
我们的主知道我们。
You know, all our weakness, all our weariness, the Lord knows.
我们一切的软弱，一切的困倦疲乏，他都知道。
All our failure, the Lord knows.
我们一切的失败，他都知道。
And he still encourages us.
他还是在那边来鼓励我们。
And he will for sure give you strength.
他一定会给我们能力。
And you can mount up.
我们可以像
with wings,
像如鹰展翅上腾一样
like eagle,
像鹰一样。
And you can walk, you can run.
我们可以奔跑，可以行走。
Not tired.
不会困倦疲乏。
And this is not only for younger brothers and sisters.
这个不仅是写给年轻人的。
It's even for us. Even for me.
也是写给我的。
Thank the Lord.
感谢主。
Remember, we're going to run the race.
我们要奔走这前面的道路。
The Lord says we're going to run and not feel tired.
我们的主说你要奔走，但不会困倦疲乏。
Okay. Then the next part, the Lord says that my servant shall come.
下一部分说。主说我的仆人要来。
So that servant will do two things.
那个仆人要做两件事。
One is according to Isaiah 53.
第一个地方是在以赛亚。
He will be a lamb. He will be a lamb.
他要是成为一个羊羔羔羊。
He's taken to the slaughter.
他要被牵到宰杀之地。
But he will bear our weakness, wearies, and he willTake on our sins.
我们的软弱，我们的罪孽，他都会担当。
This is Isaiah 53. We're all very familiar with.
这53章，我们都很熟悉。
That has nothing to do. That you and I cannot participate.
这一点我们是不能做的。
He alone will have to die.
只有他必须来死。
He alone will have to die like that lamb.
只有他必须像那样羔羊那样来死。
And he alone will bear our weakness.
只有他能够担当我们的软弱。
And he alone can take our sin.
只有他能够来背负我们的罪孽。
But then there's another thing that the Lord assigned him to do.
我们神要让他所做的。
Which is about the church.
就是关乎教会的。
In chapter 60,
chapter
59,
第59章
the Lord says that you are going to be the redeemer of Zion.
你就来做西安的救赎主。
So the first part is he's a lamb, he's our savior.
第一部分他是羔羊，他是我们的来救赎。
You and I have no part in that.
你和我都不能参与当中。
But the second part, he want him to be the redeemer of Zion.
第二部分他说他要来做西安的救赎主。
Now the redeemer of Zion will make Jerusalem a special place.
这个西安的救赎主，他要使西安成为一个特殊的地方。
So that Jerusalem shall be an eternal excellence.
就是这个耶路撒冷会成为永远的荣华。
And joy from generation to generation.
然后是历代的喜乐。
This is why that Redeemer will make Jerusalem something special.
就是那位救赎使西安特殊的。
Eternal excellence.
是永远的荣华。
And the joy from generation to generation.
然后成为历代的喜乐。
How is he going to do that?
他怎么成就这件事情？
Chapter 61.
第六十一章
He's saying this.
他说
He's saying those who mourn for Zion.
那些为着锡安来悲哀的人
And I will make them a joy.
我要以喜乐来代替他们的悲哀
Right. So that I want to make them a tree of righteousness.
我要使他们成为公义的树。
It's not only one tree, it's a bunch of trees.
不是一棵是众多的。
And this bunch of a tree of righteousness, they are planted by God for his glory.
就是这些神栽种的这些公义的树为着他自己的荣耀。
So, brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
什么意思呢?
You know, these remnants, they mourn for Zion.
这些人为锡安来悲哀。
So we, his church, we ought to be good.
我们作为一个教会，我们应该是一个很好的。
Now, how come we are not good?
为什么我们不好呢
？How come God, when God sees us, He will weep?
为什么他看你我们是这么软弱呢
？Yeah. So these people who are sorrowful for Zion.
这些人为着西安来悲哀。
The Lord says, I will make them trees of righteousness.
神说我要使这些人成为公义树。
The trees of righteousness not by themselves, but planted by God.
不是我们自己做的是神自己。
With the life of God in them.
有神的生命在里面。
And they will grow up.
他们要成长。
Then for God's glory.
为了神的荣耀。
And this trees of righteousness not just one.
不仅只有一棵公义树。
It's trees.
众多的树。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们,
these remnants,
这些的渔民,
God, Christ, want them to work with God, with Christ.
他们想与基督一同同工。
So that Zion will be a glorious place.
锡安成为一个荣耀的地方。
And then coming to chapter 62.
然后来到六十二章。
Again, this is Lord Jesus saying, Christ saying.
主基督说。
Chapter 62, verse
7. 第七节
You know, he said, you know, I'm going to really make Jerusalem good.
我真是要使耶路撒冷成为美好。
But I'm not going to do it just myself, by myself.
我不仅我一个人来
做。I'm going to ascend watchmen on the wall.
我要差遣那些守望者。
These watchmen will look at me all the time.
他们这些守望者一直要来看着我。
And they will pray.
他们要祷告
and they will not make God rest.
他们要不给神歇息安息
Yeah, until God makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth.
只等到他使耶路撒冷成为地上可为赞美的
Dear brothers and sisters, Christ is not doing this thing by himself.
基督他不是在那边自己做这件事
He wants this remnant to be the watchman on the wall.
他希望这些渔民来做这些守望者
Keep praying.
一直
not praying for themselves,
不为他们自己祷告
but pray for Jerusalem,
为耶路撒冷祷告
yeah, so that they will not let God rest,
他们不给神安息
until God makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth,
只等到神使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美
that's what testimony means,
这个就是见证
and then the other thing, brothers and sisters, how does God make Jerusalem a praise?
神如何使耶路撒冷成为一个可赞美的呢
You know, just think about Jerusalem not like a city built by rock.
我们不要想这个耶路撒冷是一个石头所建造的一个城。
Spiritually, Jerusalem is you and me.
属灵来说，耶路撒冷是你和我。
You and me are on the wall.
不是，我们在可能在墙上。
But sometimes you and me are not good.
有的时候我们可能也不好。
You know, we pay attention to other things.
我们注意其他的事情。
You know, my people don't pay attention to me.
我的百姓不听我。
But now here the Lord's watchmen praying.
但是有一批守望者他们祷告。
When God comes to do something.
神啊，你来做一些事情。
Do something on what?
做什么
？Not on the rock.
不是那些石头
do something on you and on me
在你我身上
so that we can change
我们可以来改变
so that we can change to the image of his son
我们可以改变成为他儿子的形象
in his likeness
他就像我们
Dear brothers and sisters
像那些弟兄姐妹
this is what it means by God makes Jerusalem a praise on the earth
这个就是使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的意思
so after this
之后
And then when we come to chapter 65.
我们来到第六十五章。
Now the Lord says, you know, my vineyard is desolate.
我的葡萄园是荒凉的。
But I found a cluster of good grapes.
但是我找到新酒那一串的好葡萄。
And which can be made a new wine.
可以这些葡萄可以做新酒。
Now because of this cluster.
因为这一串的葡萄。
I'm not going to give up the whole vineyard. I'm not going to give up the whole vineyard.
我不会放弃这个葡萄园。
And then the Lord said,
然后主说,
I'm really talking about my servants.
我其实我在讲我的仆人。
I'm not talking about the grapes.
我们没有在讲葡萄。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱弟兄姐妹们,
you and I are not inconsequential.
你和我不是不重要的。
In the eyes of the Lord,You and I are pretty important.
在神的眼中，你我很重要。
You and I ought to be His special people.
你和我要成为他属他特别的子民。
Right?
是不是呢
？And then finally, in chapter 66.
最后来到六十六章。
The last chapter of Isaiah.
以赛亚书最后一章。
God sometimes needs to rest.
神有的时候需要安息。
In heaven, whole heaven, whole earth, I cannot find any place for my For me to rest my head.
诸天全地，我找不到安息的地方。
But here I find a group of people.
但是这里我找到一批人。
They are poor in spirit.
他们有这样一个谦卑的卑微的灵。
They are humble.
他们谦卑。
They tremble at my word.
他们听到我的话就颤抖。
In them, I find my rest.
在他们当中，我找到安息。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the story of the remnant.
这些就是所看到的。
You know, this is what The Lord says, "My special people."
这个就是神所说，我属我的特别的子
民。Make that be an encouragement to you and to me.
就成为你我的一个鼓励。
It's not abstract.
不是抽象的。
It's not theoretical.
不是理论上的。
It's real people.
是真实的一批的人。
Good example.
一个很好的榜样。
Great encouragement to you.
很大的鼓励。
You know, you say that's the Old Testament story.
你说这是旧约的。
But Apostle Paul said one thing.
使徒保罗说。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Apostle Paul says, today, even now.
他说今天就是现在。
There is still remnant.
还是有余民。
According to the election of grace.
乃是按照恩典的拣选。
Yeah. There's still, today in the New Testament time, there is still remnant according to the election of grace.
在新约里边看根据恩典的拣选还是有一批
余民。Old Testament time is the time of the law.
在旧约是律法时代。
And then the New Testament is the time of grace.
但新约是恩典时代。
But whether the Old Testament or New Testament,
无论新约或者旧约,
this remnant is still there.
那个渔民还在那里。
So what exactly is in the New Testament?
那在新约里边到底是什么
？The New Testament, the remnant becomes what New Testament call the overcomers.
在新约里边，这个渔民就会被称为得
胜者。The wonderful song we sing today.
就像今天我们所唱的那首。
Right? Yeah, a victor because of Calvary.
得胜者是因为。
You know, I wasn't sure about this before.
我不是以前我不太知道。
But one day when Brother Stephen Kong came to L.A.
有一次江弟兄来到 L.A.
So some of us invite their family to lunch.
我们几家人去吃午饭。
So after lunch,
之后呢
？I said, brother,
弟兄啊
，You know, I'm reading the Remnant these days.
这些天我在读关乎渔民的。
What's the difference between the Remnant and the Overcomer?
这个渔民和得胜者有什么区别
？He said the same, the same.
他说一样的，都是一样的。
You know, Brother Stephen never talked too much.
我们的江弟兄他不会讲很
多的话。But what he said is what he already thought about.
但是他所讲的都是他经过思考。
But no matter what, brother and sister think about us.
但是他在一直在想着我们。
The remnant is such an encouragement to you and to me.
这个余民对你我来说都是极大的鼓励。
Finally, in the Revelation,
最后在启示录
there is 144,000
有十四万四千
standing with the Lamb of God.
与羔羊站在一起。
On Zion.
在站在锡安山上。
What's their character?
他们的特。
Wherever the lamb goes, they will follow.
羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随。
What is their other character?
他们另外一个特性。
In their mouth, they found no lies.
在他们嘴中没有任何的欺诈。
So dear brothers and sisters,
thank the Lord.
That actually is the way that the Lord has shown us.
这个就是我们的主所给我们显示的。
Not only in the Old Testament time,
不仅是旧约的时候
，but even today.
Even
to the Revelation time,
是一直到启示录。144,000, 十四万四千。
Brothers, don't worry that 144,000 is a limited number.
别担心，这个十四万四千听起来是一个很有限制的一个数字。
144 is 12 times 12, and then and 12 times 12.
144是十二乘以十二。
12 is a complete number in the Bible.
圣经十二里是一个完全的数字。
So this is a complete square.
就是完全然后的方。
So it allows all of us to be there.
就我们众人都会在那里。
Important thing is,
重要的是
are you willing to be the special, God's special people?
你愿不愿意成为属神特别的子民？
Are you willing to be like the remnant?
你要不要像那些渔民？
When the whole earth is turning away from God, you want to come back to the Almighty God.
当全地都离弃我们的神，你要回归到神那里。
You know, when God wants to build His house,
当神要建造他的教会，他的
Zion,
西安
Jerusalem,
耶路撒冷
is this God's purpose?
这是神的旨意。
Do you want to be part of it?
你要不要成为其中
？Is that my purpose?
这就是我的旨意。
Or other stuff,
或者其他的事情呢
？So if you are willing to go on with the Lord on that purpose,
如果你要按照这个神的旨意来前行的话
，then you are just like those remnants.
你就会像那些渔民。
And not you don't even know that.
你都不知道。
You don't know how Lord finds you to be precious.
你都不知道神怎么会来看视你，看你为宝贵的。
New wine in a cluster.
你就像那个葡萄中的新酒。
Now you are.A place where he can rest his head.
那愿你成为一个神可以找到安息的地方。
Let's bow our head.
我们低头有点祷告。
Lord, when we look at ourselves, sometimes we are just like the psalm, just like the chapter 40 says, the people are really tired, weary.
主啊，当我们看到我们自己，就像以赛亚四十章那边说的。我们困倦，我们疲乏。
Yeah, we don't know whether we are right. We are walking the right way.
主啊，我们不知道我们所行走的是正确的路。
And we don't know whether you know.
我们也不知道你是否知道。
Our weariness.
我们的在哪里
？Our tiredness.
我们的疲惫在我们的。
But Lord, you know.
但是主你知道。
And we thank you for giving us so many examples in history.
主啊，我们感谢在历史中你给我们这么多的例子。
Abraham's time.
从亚伯拉罕的时候
Moses' time,
摩西的时候
and Joshua, Caleb,
约书亚
David,
大卫
Ruth,
路德
Isaiah's time,
以赛亚的时候
We thank you so much.
我们感谢你
Those are remnants that pleases your heart.
这些是渔民讨你喜悦的
Those are the remnants who are willing to again take root downward and bring fruit upward.
这些渔民愿意再一次向下扎根向上结果
They are the people who care about Zion.
说这些人 关心在乎西安
They care about Jerusalem
说他们在乎耶路撒冷
And they care about your church
他们在乎你的教会
So Lord we pray that you move our heart to be like them
说求你动我们的心能够像这些
So that we can also be your special people
我们这样我们也可以成为你属你特别的子民
That we can warm your heart
我们可以暖你的心。
That we can be a place for your rest.
主，我们可以成为你安息的所在。
We praise you, Lord.
我们赞美你。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.